hummed, squeaked, and chimed. Then I heard a different kind of sound. A human sound. A soft throat clearing. I opened my eyes. My heart began racing. Had her words lured a mate already? Impossible, I thought. I was still 5'1". But what else would bring someone to the point in that weather? Disbelieving, fearful, hopeful, I slowly turned my head and stared. All that was 3 winters ago. I'm only 5'4", still a 28A. I do not own my own sailboat. I still classify my manner of thinking as logical and scientific. Which is why I have trouble explaining how the 9-year-old boy who watched us that day turned out to be the little brother of Kyle, who lives 2 towns west and was visiting relatives here over Christmas, the McQuillans. And who's been my heart's joy since that day we met. He is neither French, French-Canadian, tall, a biologist, nor a sea kayaker. Jazz trumpet is his life. He plays his compositions to me over the phone. I haven't become a mush-headed dreamer. But just in case unseen forces do exist, I pay my respects to them by keeping the whirligig painted and repaired. I check it after every winter. Sometimes Alexandra helps. We're careful about what we say while we're there. Despite which, I had no hesitation in announcing that when I discover a new species, out of gratitude, I'll give it her name.
That was a good story. The whirligig actually did help Stephanie find a boyfriend, though not quite in the way that Alexandra had imagined. Apparently, the girls met a little boy at the whirligig, and he introduced Steph to his older brother, who is now her boyfriend Kyle. Steph sounds a lot happier at the end of the chapter than she did before she met Kyle, but she's definitely still her own person. She still likes science, and she still dreams of discovering a new species, which she will name after her friend Alexandra for having helped change her life. Let's go on to the next chapter, The Afterlife, beginning on page 33.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 2 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 33.